Yes, Tim worked really hard all day to put these shows together so that he can get 15-minute cam shows. Yep. Yes.
We got, like, guys that are just literally obsessed with Patrice O'Neal. I don't understand that.
No. I apologize. My name's Ian.
No,
let me introduce
you.
Myself.
I laughed at all of your jokes. I laughed at all of Alan's jokes. I'm always good to people. Go fucking fuck yourself, dude.
What do you feel like I did to you?
Just go. Just don't talk to me.
I apologize.
Do not talk to me. Do not talk to me. Go away.
All right. Well, I apologize.
Well,
I made you feel bad.
Give a shit. Go fuck yourself.
I want to make amends.
No, you were horrible. You were horrible, and you humiliated me in front of a room of people that I care about and respect. So please go away.
I apologize.
No, you're not even any good. So please go away.
Thank you.
No,
and I'm sorry.
No, go fuck yourself. Fucking
take
your fucking
fedora
and go to the dick.
So this little fag, he goes, I don't like radio wars. And he fucking does this shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the wacky and wonderful world of With Apologies. And god damn it, Ian Ellis is gonna be fucking mad at me. Oh, there it goes. It just fixed it. Okay, let me tell you what happened before while the intro was playing. I put everyone backstage to do the intro and whatever. And the CEO, his device disconnected, and I was like, fuck, I knew that if I give CO 2 seconds to be lazy, he'll fuck his connection up somehow, and he did. But don't worry, it's fixed now. Anyway, sorry for the stalling and the explanation. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Ian Ellis, the great, the one and only CEO. We got Big Belly Bell, the manager, the number one. And I'm telling you guys, this is, I mean, Belly Bell's good. He's a good third mic, but we got the number one coming up right now. Joe Sports Channel. Just a sidewinder for Ian. Ian Ellis, how's it going, baby boy?
Great. Great. Good to be with you, brother.
Joe, I asked you to come here because I wanted to talk to you about Dwayne Wade.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have enough time to watch a video first, or do you want to get straight into it?
For sure, let's watch the video.
First of all,
Joe,
Ian,
you're
forgetting something.
There's
Ian.
A guy around here
Ian,
called
Ian.
Andy the Actor.
Ian.
And he's a big blustery guy. I kept making fun of everyone. And he challenged me to an audition off. Like a rap battle, but two actors acting at each other as hard as they can.
Okay.
I accepted. I told him that if I win, he's banned forever. Because I don't like him. Well, I wasn't sure if he took me seriously or not, so I contacted his friends and I told them this is serious. Andy has to have an acting reel by Sunday. And then I went and I shot my own acting reel. And then I group messaged everybody, guys, this is real. The acting reel is happening. Make sure Andy knows he needs to have a video for Sunday. Joe Booney, can I tell you, he's not here and he didn't make a video for Sunday. Reaction, thought?
No comment.
Okay.
I'll just get down to
fair.
The video.
That's fair. All right, so Andy, I'm going to say that you lost. You've been defeated. And we're going to take your farewell speech is going to be the 2-screenshot-long DM message that you sent me. We're going to read that, and that's your farewell message. You're dismissed from our universe. Cosmic, can we get the farewell address?
Uh-oh. Not good.
Hello, shalom. Am I being heard by the masses?
Yeah, man. Cosmic, you got that?
Ian, I wanted to let you know you are disrespecting the great Joe Booney right now.
How am I doing that?
You didn't even ask. Joe Booney has amazing news he would like to share with you, Ian Ellis, since you seem to be out of the loop. Joe Booney, would you be so honored to tell Mr. Ellis? He's getting it. He's getting it right now. Ooh, big things are happening in the world of Joe Booney. What is that in your hand, Mr. Booney?
Is that a contract?
What is that in your hand, Mr. Booney?
So I signed a 1-year contract with Your House Social Enterprise Company. I'm the global broadcaster for them. I signed 1 year.
Yeah! Book.
Hell yeah, buddy. You fucking did it.
For accepting the offer, you get a certain percent back. I can travel all around the world when the organization gets bigger and meet stars like Magic Johnson, Barack Obama, former presidents, and many others. And I got some breaking news too. I was talking to the Atlanta Hawks commentator yesterday, and he will be on my show in the next couple of weeks as well.
Whoa. Oh my fuck God. Yeah, Joe. Get out of so here, you, Joe. We are in the presence of a professional broadcaster now.
Jesus, who thought that this is where we would end up?
You went legit.
Connections is the greatest thing in communications, you know. You gotta communicate with people. That's the number one thing in broadcasting.
Amen, Joe Booney. My God, he made it out of the hood. He's like one of them ball playing niggas now.
He's gonna come back every 6 months to do like speeches for all the new RDA kids.
In case you're listening,
you can do it too. Trust me.
Thank you.
If you listen to the audio, Joe is dressed like a rap star. He has a backwards hat, a gold watch, a baseball jersey.
He really does have he has a nice little sweatsuit on right now.
It's my Sunday.
Like Buffy in the 90s.
I'll take that as a compliment, Ian Ellis.
Absolutely. I wouldn't disrespect the great Joe Booney.
You're a good guy.
Well, congratulations. That's fucking amazing, Joe.
Thank you, buddy.
Now, Ian, this thing that you wanted Cosmic to pull up, can I ask if you sent it to him?
I did. I'm
okay. He did. Here's the problem, Ian. I got it right now. I was pulling up the acting reel video while you were talking. I figured that's what we were going to throw it to. I didn't know we were going to throw it to the screenshot first. Well, but I got it right here, Ian. Boom.
All right. Let's do this screenshot.
I don't know
first,
how easy it's going to be to read. Hold on.
Another notch in my belt, the great Andy the Actor laid low by someone accepting his challenge. Pussied out in his own craft. I don't even act, Andy.
Damn, Andy, don't let Ian embarrass
you. What you acting
like?
I say nothing. Ain't no acting happening around here. Straight face, all the time. Real talk.
Wow. All
right, Andy.
Joe Booney, the fans are asking, what supermodel are you going to pick to be your broadcasting
co-host.
Wife?
Every
broadcaster seems to make their wife their co-host now. So if you had to pick, like, what supermodel sports starstress would you pick?
It's a great question.
Any weather ladies
you
got
Joe.
Your eye on?
It's a
great. Definitely isn't gonna.
Let me think about that. And I'll come back to it.
Okay.
He's had media training.
China may be in the running. I'm not sure.
Well, I'll tell you who had good media training. Our man Andy V here. Look at this, Ian. What did he write you here? After careful thought and consideration, I write this DM to you, July 22nd, 2020, with brevity and sincerity. In my good faith,
I would have Shakira.
Oh, I would have Shakira too. Yeah, you know that's a good ass choice.
Whenever. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
She got some
it is in my good faith effort.
Sorry.
I wish no further conflict or ill will or miscommunication of any towards you. These arts of passion or forced ego clashing competitions can be fierce. But when it is all said and done, at the end of the day, I have stability. Whoa.
Be clear, I tell you this or not, the sweetness of my part.
Are you praying, Joe?
To be clear, I tell you this not of any pussification, retraction, defeatism, or surveillances. I'm sorry, guys. I can't read. I'm not the best reader in the world. On my path, but rather thought civility. Because quite frankly, in retrospect, I find this, you know what? I should have probably had the second screenshot queued up in. Now, with better foresight.
You learn as you go. I'll take someone who's willing to learn over someone who thinks they're good any day.
Okay.
Andy, you wrote me a poem.
Oh,
a 12th Andy, grade wait. Poem.
It does sound like something like if you had to write a letter of resignation for high school, it would sound something like this.
Are you breaking up with me, Andy?
Why is it so?
We can't see other people? He's moving on to like the Don A show. His time here has come to an end.
This is where Booney started. He started here with apologies, you know?
That's right. This is the rock that you were founded on.
We make media sensations here.
Especially Bellin. That's facts, believe me.
Oh, thank you, Joe Booney. Joe Booney, you're too kind. Yay.
To continue Andy's candored DM towards Ian Ellis, a white flag. Because quite frankly, in Rachel's
he always waiting back.
I found this discord between us at the end of at the end to be unhealthy and beyond ridiculous. A bootless Aaron, if you will. Sorry, guys, I had to wait for the car to pass. You're busy with your career, and I'm busy with mine. As far as I'm concerned, it's a win-win for both of us. We're doing what we love, to perform and to entertain. Now I can take all that I said here in this DM, add it to date again, to heart, or you could throw it in the garbage. Either way, these are my thoughts, and I've expressed them wholeheartedly. With goodwill, Andy.
Still going. And what did I reply to him?
I can't read it. For some reason, this DM is fucking stupid.
It says, Andy, have your tape by Sunday or I'll rape your mother.
Yeah, it was a mother rape. That's essentially what we had.
We got the communication.
We got CEO in the waiting room, I hear.
Oh, my All God. Right. I fucked up, guys. Thanks,
Pull Owen. CEO in, and then we're going to watch my acting reel. I took the time to shoot this, and I'll be goddamned if we're not going to watch it.
I'll be goddamned if we're not going to ball wash or make fun of it. I'll tell you that right now, guys. Sorry.
Now, I think we should watch it through once and then go back and pause it, but I leave that up to you. If you just feel like
wait pause, a second. You go. So who did Joe Booney sign with?
Your House Social Enterprise.
CNN.
How do we know? I'm not trying to shit on things here. I don't want to be the damper.
I'll send it to you.
On the situation, but how do we know this is not another Gonzo podcast?
I'll send you the information.
Joe Booney, I need to look over this contract because I have we all know what happened with Gonzo. Don't sell any.
This is no Gonzo.
I'm just saying.
Well, this is no Gonzo.
I'm just saying.
I was disgusted by that Gonzo.
I'm happy for you, Joe. I'm in London now. I'm gonna come into your show. I'm gonna redo the whole thing, produce it. Like,
yeah, when did you move back here?
A few weeks ago, but I'm happy for Joe. I think it could be good for him. I think it could be good. I'm just concerned about fucking this could be Gonzo.
Well, it's only a year contract, CEO, so this could be a learning experience. You know, short 1 year contract. Joe learns what he will and won't settle for.
As long as Joe Booney doesn't sell the rights to his show out or whatever, then I think this will be good.
I was with him yesterday.
Joe Booney, have some confidence because Barack Obama and Magic Johnson also signed this contract. All right, you don't get to meet them unless they're part of it too.
We shall see. The future is coming.
Hell yeah, it's true. Good point, Ian.
All right, guys, let's check out.
Oh, and I can't. Ian. Listen, the video hasn't even fucking started playing, and I already like I don't like it.
My artsy.
Looks like you're
I want you to notice in this shot the symmetry. It's very, you know, reminiscent of like a Beyonce backwater still.
Oh God, art school Ellis.
Let me tell you something, Ian. When I was in university for fucking film, they wanted me to do this sort of shit and I flat out refused. You didn't have to do this shit.
I didn't have to, but you know, you once said to me
he wanted to.
Part of one of the good things about being 40 white and failed at life is you don't have to have a reason. You can just do things. There's no purpose here. We're just gonna do it.
All right, Ian. Just let's play this shit because I'm this is already dog shit. Wait, Ian, before you play it, so when
we
you
need the volume too.
When you went and you were on that TV show of like Judge Shaniqua Lawrence, like Supreme Justice, is this what you showed them?
Judge Karen?
Yeah, yeah.
Every acting role I've had, every radio appearance, all my bawling uncontrollably is in this video. You're going to see sides of Ian you didn't even know existed.
All right, I can't wait.
There's tapes I didn't tell you about because I didn't want you to tease me.
Ian Ellis is a multifaceted individual.
Crank the volume on it, Cosmic.
It's not playing, Ian. That's why you can't hear it.
I know. It was quiet.
Do y'all hear it?
No. Not. I kind of do. You hear the ambient nature?
The wind. Look how beautiful that man is.
Fuck.
It's loading. Hell yeah, Joe Booney.
You're a very attractive guy, you know.
It's true.
What the fuck? Why are you holding the pineapple on a skateboard?
You don't like my Illuminati shot?
No.
Never thought a gutterpunk kid.
Whoa, wait, what is that painting of Dante? It says Dante Nero?
Second act.
What the fuck?
A gift to me. The days I go to sleep as one person and I wake up as another.
Maria, you can't throw me out. I live here.
Oh shit, that's fucking merch.
Sometimes I just don't know who I am anymore.
Who are you? Who are you? I don't even know who you are!
I got this gift.
Is the video and audio skipping for anyone
else? What act?
Pineapple.
Ian's production has gotten so much better recently.
What the fuck? Oh.
Summertime!
If you wanna dance with me, you need to get my frequency.
You got a good ball, Ian.
What the fuck, Ian?
I always knew Ian was trans.
How did you make this?
I'm an icon in the trans community. Big Dyke Energy. Guilty.
If you want to dance with me, you need to get my frequency. Early morning, late last night. The bassline makes me feel so, 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 so,
so, so, so, so, how long is this part?
What the fuck? That was great.
I kind of liked the acting part of it more than I liked the that second disco half.
Yeah, it's like I feel like Ian just figured out how Final Cut works, and now he's using Final Cut Pro, and he's like, "Holy shit!"
The second part was good.
Well, there was no tape to put that against, so Ian Ellis, you did win the act off with that. You won. Yeah, you win the role.
See, you did better than Andy.
How fun would it be if Andy had acted very seriously, and then we'd watched my video? We all could have had a good laugh, Andy. Just a nice harmless bit. It would have been fine.
Look at this. Joe Booney's moving and shaking. He's already fucking making more moves. He just signed a 1-year contract. It wasn't enough. Now he's fucking making more.
He's like Jay-Z. What's next? Give me something you can't do, and I will do it. That's Joe Booney's energy right now.
Are we going to get a Joe Booney sneaker? Are you working with Virgil?
Who knows? One day.
See, Joe's so smart because he doesn't even say no. He keeps it open. Like, maybe, man. Maybe I don't want to, you know, scare Adidas off, but, you know, possibly.
See, I'm going to ask you a question.
You got to take every step, like a baby, like on your training wheels, step by step, and you can accomplish anything in life. I've noticed that the last little while, you know.
See, have you heard of this man, Virgil?
Virgil?
Yes. Do you know about Virgil?
The wrestler?
Nope.
I have no clue who this guy is.
Let me enlighten you. Apparently, black people love sneakers. And Virgil,
I never would have guessed.
Virgil is the god of the game, blessed in by Kanye West. He was his creative executive producer or some shit like that.
Okay.
And now artist extraordinaire Lupe Fiasco has released a new piece. And it includes snippets of Virgil talking about shoes and how deep they are. The CEO, did you know? It's a soul. It's like your soul. And the soul is the first thing. It tethers you to the ground. Did you
I
know
had
that
no idea,
sneakers?
Ian. I still wear And One. So, I mean, I'm stuck in 2003. I don't know shit about shoes.
Guys, Virgil is fucking retarded. Pay no attention to him.
Let me tell you something, Ian. This is how out of date I am with shoes. And One went from the fucking height of shoe world to now it's a Walmart house brand. It is the great value of fucking shoes or what a quality or whatever the other shit is. That's what it.
I remember I used to get excited seeing them at Marshall's. Nice little markdown. On some AM1, it had some dignity, some class back then.
Marshall's
and one went away for a while, and now you can only get it at Walmart, just like Shaq's.
I saw some Jordan shoes the other day, actually. They're really nice. They're on sale, too.
He's going to get those Jordans.
Guys, I think our producer, who is on vacation, may be backstage ready to call in.
Oh, shit. Ross Dog.
Ron Dog.
Well, this is just what I've been told.
Joe, I wanted to talk to you about Dwayne Wade. Now, you support women 110%. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Dwayne Wade, great basketball player. Can you tell me about him?
Love him. Phenomenal player. Multiple championships, you know, with the Heat. Very respectful, very kind guy. You know, on the field. Off the field, I heard some things about him, you know. I'm not sure if it's true or not, but I respect him on the
here.
I don't. I'm not going to say it. You know.
Oh
you're
shit!
You're going to spill your industry secrets.
I look at it this way. Okay. I respect them on the field, off the field. I have to see actually the facts. The same thing they did with Ben Roethlisberger. So many things that went against him. Allegations. Where was the evidence there? Nobody. They talked about it for years and years and years. There was no proof for there. You know, sometimes words. Can just be words, but you need to actually have evidence of that, like paperwork, you know, like signing a contract. What I mean?
Well, that's, speaking of contracts, let me tell you about Dwayne Wade.
Tell me about
he signed a marriage contract, and then that marriage didn't work out, and he got divorced, and he gave that, I'm going to call her a lady, he gave that lady $5 million. $5
million. Jesus.
And here we are 4 years later, and she's broke, homeless, and holding up signs that say, I'm Dwayne Wade's ex-wife. Trying to embarrass him into giving her some more money. Joe, what should Dwayne Wade do in this situation?
I think Dwayne Wade should avoid her. That's the best.
Yeah, I would run away.
Why would he give her $5 million? First of all, why not give that to somebody?
How do you lose $5 million?
Ian, I could lose $5 million in a week.
I'm not gonna say a name, but I know a person who lost about $8 million.
John Laurinaitis.
He should buy a helicopter and become a magician.
John Laurinaitis.
Who had a mansion, he had so many things. He went to casino, he started drinking, doing this and that, and now he's living with one of his family members, you know. What do you think?
His name John Laurinaitis.
Friend of a friend.
First name Jay, last name Laurinaitis?
No. his name's actually Adnan. Adnan.
Joe Booney.
How you doing, RDA?
What's up, man? I got a basketball question for you.
Yeah.
Who do you think will be the first NBA player to start banging Kobe's wife?